you keep hearing, and again, this is one of the things that makes KVI indispensable. This particular clip you're about to hear is from Ari Hoffman's afternoon show. Here's what I'm talking about. We keep hearing that the state is facing a $8 to $12 billion shortfall. Wait a minute. Did we say 8 to 12? We meant to say $12 to $14 billion shortfall. We've had a huge deficit. Is there really a deficit? Well, I've been telling you, no, there's not really a deficit at all. There's definitely a shortfall from the amount of money they wanted to spend. But in terms of regular income, the state's getting more money this year than it got last year. And it is anticipated it'll get more money next year than this year, and more money the year after that than next year. So what's the deficit? Well, the deficit is they want spending to increase many times higher than inflation. So the gap between what they want to spend versus the money coming in, that's the air quotes deficit. And they will argue that in terms of built-in drivers, as they're called, in spending, like, you know, participants in various government programs, as the participants go up, the budget goes up. As student enrollment goes up, the budget goes up, even though, quite frankly, student enrollment is not going up. It's actually decreasing in schools. But Chris Gildan, Republican state senator, also in Republican leadership, says if you really want to talk about honest math, the projected shortfall is a lot less than $14 billion, like $10 billion less than that. Here he is talking with our good buddy Ari Hoffman.
We first started hearing about this budget shortfall. It's not a deficit, by the way. It's a shortfall because we actually have about $5 billion more for this budget cycle than we had in the last. So there's no deficit. It's just an overspend. But we first started hearing about this in November timeframe, and at that point, it was around $4 billion. And then that quickly jumped to $7 or $8 billion, and then 10 to 12, and now we're hearing $14 or $15 billion. The number just keeps going up. And whenever I first started hearing about this, Ari, I became very suspicious. And so I reached out to the nonpartisan budget staff here in the state Senate, the people with political blinders on, and I asked them, you know, what is the real number? Because I'm seeing such a fluctuation in the news. And they did the analysis and came back and said, in order to run the government next year in the same manner that we're running it this year, it's $6.7 billion. That's the shortfall that we've got to make up. Now, how did the Democrats get to $12 billion or more? They're pretty easy. So you take the 6.7, that's the maintenance level shortfall, and then you add the $4 billion that Governor Inslee negotiated with the state workers' unions. And then you add on top of that about $1.75 billion of policy that was voted in years ago but has not yet taken effect. The bill is coming due today. So essentially, they put a bunch of bills on layaway in previous years. And now the layaway term is over. It's time to pay the bills, and they don't have the money to do it. So, but if we go in reverse, we take that 6.7, reduce it by the 1.75, so we keep the items on layaway. We don't make the layaway purchase. Then we get down to about $4 billion. $4 billion over 4 years with a state budget the size of ours. You know, I've got to say, Ari, I am becoming more and more optimistic that we may be able to find a way out of this to fully fund our state government and to do so without the drastic cuts that the Democrats are talking about. You know, Chicken Little, the sky is not falling, and to do it without raising any new taxes.
You know what Washington needs? Washington needs its own version of DOGE.
And I would think that would be a target-rich environment, as my father-in-law from the U.S. Air Force veteran used to say.
They have it. There's a volunteer DOGE community, including Ari Hoffman, who have been digging up all sorts of stuff.
They come up with examples. Washington Policy Center made its chops identifying waste in the state budget when no one else was doing it and actually stopped a tax increase 1 year.
And the Freedom Foundation?
They used to do it. Now they're basically spending a lot of time squaring off against the public employees' unions and saving money that way by telling workers you don't have to join the union. But they do great work, and they you know, their creator, a very good friend of mine, Bob Williams, was a budget whiz for many years when he was a state legislator. And so, yeah, there are plenty of opportunities for savings. And even Bob Ferguson said that later today he's going to announce his own series of cuts. So we will look forward to that. Chris, i.e. Senator Gildin, then told Ari what he expects the majority Democrats to do when it comes to tax increases. Because, again, that's what Democrats want to do. It doesn't matter if there's a deficit. It doesn't matter if it's a surplus. They will still try and raise taxes anyway.
And we haven't seen their tax bills yet. We've seen some of their proposals that were leaked out a couple of months ago. So we know generally what their tax proposals are going to be. But I imagine that it's a matter of strategy, that they're holding off dropping the actual tax bills until the very last minute so that, you know, public momentum doesn't come and force them to change plans.
Gotcha. So now, what do we do from here? I mean, how do we get the word out about this, or how do we expose what they got going on? Because they got a whole website up and running.
Yeah, I know. They've got the Chicken Little website. We've also got a website. If you go to just take a Google search of Save Washington, and the S is a money sign, Save Washington, and you'll see some of our proposals. And just as a teaser, check back, you know, in a week or so, and we're going to have some more information that you're going to be very, very interested in.
I really am, especially when it comes to slicing budget numbers in the Washington state budget, given all the stuff we found through Washington DOGE. Senator Chris Gildin, thank you so much for being with us today. Really do appreciate it.
All right. You got it. My pleasure. Take care.
All right. Again, a great senator and a great colleague, Chris Gildin, on the Ari Hoffman Show. And yes, Washington DOGE is doing the work. The media could have done this, too. It didn't. Washington DOGE is going to do it for them. Has already.